Popular applications continued. In part A, we took a look at Microsoft Office Suite. So besides Office, NVDA works well with so many other apps, which includes Mozilla series, Firefox Thunderbird, Miranda IM, among many others, Winamp, among many other music players, command line tools, in specific Sequent and others. And first of all, I'd like to apologize for possible speech interruptions when listening to PowerPoint presentations. And just like part A, I'd like to give a disclaimer that this part B also means that it also does not present a complete overview of the application. It presents basic usage with NVDA. If you want further information on these apps, among many other apps that NVDA supports, I recommend listening to other podcasts available, which gives detailed tour of these popular applications and more with NVDA and other screen readers. So let's return to a tour of popular applications, starting with Miranda IM. Miranda IM. So Miranda IM is a very popular instant messaging client. Like, it's open source and it's free, and it issues regular updates. Miranda IM, in terms of NVDA, is very useful, and whenever you get messages, NVDA announces the new messages as it comes in. And it's also used for
1804 Pika, installing Chrome.
And sorry about that, that's what actually, in, that was in Miranda IM. And there is a setting which you will meet in Chapter 6, which will talk about disabling speech interrupt while you're typing something. So this is one of a few handy situations where that setting
TSP, Chrome.
Where it becomes handy. So let's get started with Miranda IM. To get to Miranda IM, you have to... So Miranda can be installed in installation and portable form, and I'm using portable form, and I mostly use Miranda IM to talk to NVIDIA devs on the IRC channel. I don't know what the website, I forgot what the URL was. I'm using that NVIDIA channel to talk to NVIDIA devs.
Chat room 6 users.
I'm using Miranda IM, and I'll press Control NVIDIA F1. If you recall from the first segment of Chapter 5, that Control F NVIDIA F1 tells you the application is and its app module is present.
Currently running application is Miranda 32.exe and currently loaded module is Miranda 32.
And this is the instance where it also gives you the name of the app module. An app module is a .py file and has the same name as the executable of the app module. So this is the we're in Miranda IM and we're using Miranda app module.
1805 TSP. Chrome is nice because it gives you an alert that says.
So I'll press to read recent messages using NVDA, press Control NVDA and read number 1 through 3.
1804 Bika. Installing Chrome. 1805 TSP. Chrome is nice because it gives you an alert that says this page is in whatever language. Translate. 1806 Bika. 1805 TSP. Chrome is nice. 1806 Bika. SR where I am. 1806 Bika. I think it does too. 1805 TSP. Chrome is nice because it gives you an alert that says this page is in whatever language. Translate. 1807 Bika. And do not send your info to Google.
And you're right, because they were talking, at this point, they're talking about Chrome and NVDA, how to use Chrome. Chrome is another web browser. I mentioned this in Chapter 4 when we went over supported web browsers. Many people use Internet Explorer and Firefox, and some people are actually using or testing Chrome. And recent versions of NVDA add support for additional Chrome-based web browsers, such as Blackhawk and SR Iron. So let me type in some text.
Edit multi-line.
So usually.
List. Map button close current. Edit multi-line.
So the chat window is usually, at least in IRC mode, it has three useful controls. There's a multi-line edit box to write to IRC chat messages. It has a list of chat participants and the window which shows past of history of messages.
1807 Bika, and do not send your info to Google. D.
Let me type in some text.
U-R-A-S-P-A-K. I guess I should ask others to test Chrome in Korea.
Now, the reason why I mentioned this is because not many people would use Chrome in the particular country. So, I just wrote a message about that. And I'll type another message.
Speak. 1809 Jisli, BTW, recording a tutorial on using Miranda and NVDA.
Oops, type twice. I should have typed M and then capital shift and M alone, but it's I. So as you may have heard, while message was coming in, NVDA read the messages out loud. And this is side effects of allowing dynamic object changes. You'll see what I mean by that later when we go into chapter 7. And then you can do all sorts of things with, and many chat protocols are supported by Miranda, including IRC, as you can see it now, Google Talk, Jabber. There are some extensions for talking on Facebook using Miranda and so forth. So this is sort of a big, huge starting point for getting you going with Miranda when it comes to instant messaging. There are other instant messaging programs that are useful, like Windows Live Messenger. The Live Messenger is no longer active as of March 15th, except in China. And Instant Bird, and there are other chat programs out there. As speaking of instant messaging, there are many apps that allow you to tweet on Twitter using on the computer without ever going to Twitter website. Personally, I use Twitter's mobile website, but there are some people who use other programs to send their tweets online using NVDA, and they say that these apps work well with NVDA. So this is a tour of one of the instant messaging app examples when it comes to using NVDA. So let's move on to our next application. Mozilla Thunderbird. An alternative to Microsoft Outlook when it comes to managing emails is Mozilla Thunderbird. Mozilla Thunderbird is another popular app for managing emails, and it's a very competitive alternative to Microsoft Outlook. And if you have Windows Vista, you can still use Windows Mail. If there are some mixed success with Mail app or Windows 8, the mail apps on these are comparable to Outlook Express in 2000 XP. And Thunderbird provides one of the very advanced features when it comes to emails. So let me launch Thunderbird.
Start apps list of Mozilla Thunderbird.
In addition to Thunderbird, I have Mozilla Firefox installed, mostly for testing some websites and accessibility and so forth.
Unknown. Close current tab CTRLF4 tooltip.
Now, that was
Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird.
Now, what I have... Now, that was Windows 8 saying that there was new emails. And it is indeed new emails.
You are currently online. Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird. Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird.
And...
Inbox Mozilla Thunderbird frame read only focused. Blank. Toolbar. Tab control. Inbox tab selected what... List with two items. Get help link. Welcome to Thunderbird. Link get help. Contribute link. Out of list. List with two items. Add-ons link. Out of list. List with two items. More tips link. New features. Out of list. Learn more link. Get satis. Knowledge base link. Learn more. Knowledge.
And this is something that you see.
Get help. Toolbar. Tap. Mail toolbar. Toolbar. Search. Tree view. Level 2 inbox 51 of not. Table. Read. NVDA 495. Date format not spoken correctly on red NVDA track 544 PM row not selected 1 of 5 level 1.
This is way different from Microsoft Outlook when it comes to presenting the messages that you're about to read. So some Thunderbird, it'll show you, at least in my situation, it showed me about updates and features and whatnot. So I had a tab to a tree view of folders, and then you press tab to go to inbox. And then I'm using IMAP protocol, Gmail. Gmail's IMAP protocol.
Is there a way to put an away status on your phone? On Red Troy Sullivan 6:11 p.m. row 5 of 5 level 1.
And what I have is the, unlike Outlook, Thunderbird presents messages in the subject first, and then sender, and then time, and so forth.
Blind tech Outlook not opening links solved. Sword of Carl Smith 5:55 p.m. row. Re. Stanskin and shipping. EB 5:53. Re. NVDA 502. Virtual Windows NVDA track 5:48 p.m. row 2 of 2 level 1.
Let me open this, and I press enter. Because there were some reports these days that it is hard to navigate Thunderbird list.
Blank.
Of Thunderbird's email messages.
HTTP documents at lists dot and access 502 virtual
there we
Windows.
Go. So I had to press tab to go through the list.
Reporter 502 virtual Windows. Reporter owner. Filica status new type milestone inhead prior minor component block by browse mode resolution operate Windows XP blocking blank blank should we blocking blank blank. Should we close this ticket as duplicate as we have flat review? Blank.
I don't know who commented
ticket
this.
Ticket URL. Blank. Comment by Baron.
Oh, they're like burn.
Blank. Should we close this ticket as duplicate as we have flat review? 1815 Tolori has joined.
There was Baron Diane keeps saying this. So it's quite hard to navigate.
NVDA link HTTP. 502. Chat.
So as
task switching, I agree. NVDA 502, virtual Windows inbox, Mozilla Thunderbird.
So what happened is
NVDA
that
blank.
It's actually quite hard to jump between the
property page from subject, subject, read. Document, HTTP.
There you are.
502, virtual Windows, line feed. Number.
Now it's quite hard to move between the this the email
linkage
body
500 linkage
and the
502
some messages.
Virtual HTTP.
This is where object navigations are used.
No next
navigation is useful.
Property page from subject sub mail toolbar toolbar. Property page from subject subject. Re. NVDA 5. Toolbar. From. NVDA track noraplane dot.
And it seems the computer is stalling.
No,
I don't know how it's doing that, but seems the computer is stalling. I don't know what to do at this point. So Thunderbird is quite usable, but Thunderbird is very accessible, but not quite usable for some people. But then they are still looking for ways of improving access for Thunderbird and so forth. And there were some tickets up there about this, and there were some recent discussions about this particular issue.
Chat room 7.
A particular issue on various NVDA forums. So Thunderbird is usable, but not that easily usable, I would say. And you can use other mail clients like Outlook and Windows Mail and so forth to read email. Or you can use webmails, that is reading emails online on websites to check on your emails and so forth. So let's move on to our next application. Mozilla Firefox. As you saw in Chapter 4, we extensively use Internet Explorer for our web surfing. And this time, in this segment, we'll talk about Firefox. Many people recommend using Firefox for web browsing. And Firefox apparently supports more accessible features of the web, such as more ARIA support and others. So I'm using Firefox, at least the latest version that I have, at least 17.18.
Start apps list, search box grouping. All Mozilla Firefox. Unknown.
So I'm using Firefox.
Mozilla document. Google Maps search edit. Blank.
So I'm using Mozilla with, I believe it's 17 or 18 under Windows 8. And it works.
Google Mozilla. Get to Google. Clickable.
So Mozilla can Mozilla at one point at one time they can have three versions. One, the public release version, which is the one that I'm using. Then there's the development, and then there's the nightly version available that many people usually use to test new features of Firefox. Most of the commands are same as Internet Explorer, except that some menu items have different shortcut keys and so forth.
Navigation toolbar. Go to a website combo box collapsed. Edit has autocomplete. Selected www.
So what I did was I pressed Alt D to go to address bar, just like Internet Explorer. Let me type in
Google document busy. NV access busy. Banner landmark visited link graphic NV access logo. Search landmark edit has autocomplete button search. Link graphic donate. Navigation landmark list with 6 items visited link home link about us link services link news link recognition link contact us out of list.
Sounds familiar, eh? So this is Firefox, and then you can use various web navigation commands that was introduced in chapter 4 to navigate the web using Firefox. Whereas in Explorer, you would use Alt-A to move to favorites. You can use Alt-B to go to bookmarks. Bookmarks and favorites are same things.
Show all bookmarks CTRL Shift B CTRL Shift B 1 of 1. Bookmark this page CTRL D CTRL D 1 of 3. Subscribe to this page. Unavailable 2 of 3. Bookmark all tabs. CTRL Shift D unavailable C. Bookmarks toolbar submenu 1 of 1. Recently bookmarked submenu 1 of 2. Recent tags submenu 2 of Mozilla Firefox submenu 1 of 642 of 1 NV.
Whoa, that's a lot of bookmarks that have like up to 100 plus. This is almost the same list as Internet Explorer. Although I might have not shown you my bookmarks and favorites in there. But Firefox adds Firefox own favorites addition to the ones that you may have. And when you install Firefox, you can actually ask Firefox to import favorites or bookmarks, as it says, from Internet Explorer and other web browsers. So you can have all the favorites you come to know and love from Internet Explorer and use the same things, same ones in the Firefox. It has more support for accessible things such as Aria and Canvas and other elements out there. The long description that I've discussed in last chapter does work also under Firefox. So at least if you know Firefox and if you know the difference between IE and Firefox, if you get used to them, then web surfing is much easier. I would say web surfing is the same as IE, at least in terms of basic ones. But FF supports more things, whereas IE supports other things and so forth. Those are the differences and other technical issues. And for user agent, IE uses Trident engine and Firefox uses Gecko, which Mozilla Foundation has supported NVXS for a while. So the NVXS added what's called iAccessible 2, which is an accessibility framework so that Firefox could be made more accessible. So this is a basic introduction to using Firefox and NVDA, and many users recommend that you use Firefox when it comes to web surfing. So let's move on to the next application, Winamp. When you hear the word media player on Windows, the first thing that you might come to mind is Windows Media Player. A Windows Media Player is accessible with NVDA, but many users would use a program called Winamp from Nosoft. Winamp is a very powerful and very flexible media player that supports a number of audio and video and playlist formats, including the ones that Windows Media Player supports, as well as other ones such as OGG, the OGG format, FLAC, FLAC format, as well as so many other formats as well. In addition to WMA, WMV, MP3, WAV, WAV, and so forth. Excuse me. NVDA has superb support for Winamp. There is an add-on out there which adds some more efficient features for NVDA users, including pan, time markers, and pan and well, volume control, and so forth. And of so many files that I have on my computer, the one that I'll use to demonstrate Winamp with NVDA is this one.
1. MP Access Limited Episode 4 Winamp.
Hello and welcome to the 4th NV Access podcast. I'm Mick Curran and with me is
Jamie Tay.
And yeah, so we've got a lot of things to cover today.
So essentially what you're hearing is Mike, Mick and Jamie talking about NVDA 2012.3, which is the last version that I've used before switching to 2013.1. I'm sure there is a podcast by now on using NVDA 2013.1 and its new features. So if you're used to JAWS, you know that to pause and then Winamp file is spacebar, but spacebar doesn't work here. So you need to use Winamp specific commands. So there's Winamp specific commands that are used, well, not in NVDA, but Winamp native commands are Z for previous track, X for start, C for play pause, V for stop, and B for next. This is valid if you're on the player window, or the current track window, because Winamp provides its own windows. Winamp provides, by default, it has the equalized, by default, it has a current track and playlist editor open. You can actually close a window by pressing Control F4, actually. And then Winamp provides shortcut keys to open equalizer and so forth. And then you can use equalizer commands to change the boost of bass, treble, and so forth. Or you can load specific equalizer settings and so forth. Let's continue.
Go and download the first beta. After that point, then you'll continue getting betas.
So after that, what I did was I pressed down arrow to change the volume. So you would press up arrow to increase the volume and down arrow to decrease the volume. And press left and right arrow to pan the current track by 5 seconds usually, by 5 and 6 seconds. And then there are other things that you can do, such as going to Alt-F file.
Context menu.
I won't call it Alt-F, but it's a program menu.
Nullsoft Winamp, W. Play submenu P. View file and bookmark submenu B.
What I did was I pressed Alt-F to launch the program main menu.
Main window Alt-WM.
This is the, by default, this is the one that will be launched.
Playlist editor Alt-E. Equalizer Alt-GQ. Queue manager Alt-QU. Media library Alt-L. Video Alt-VV. Options submenu L. Playback submenu B. Visualization submenu. Skin submenu S. Orgler submenu. Winamp help F1H. Exit alt F4. Nullsoft Winamp. Double. One.
And so forth. It's like all the program menu that you can expect from Winamp. It's just, if it will be familiar for those who've been using Winamp. So where do you get Winamp in the first place? To get Winamp in the first place, you go to Nullsoft page, nullsoft.com, I believe, Nullsoft. Or do Google on Winamp, and then download the latest version available for your 5.6 something at this point, or 5.7 something. For skins, it is recommended that you use classic skin, because it's more accessible than modern. And Bento is useful, but it's recommended that you use classic skin. And you can leave others to default. And when you install Winamp, you'll be asked to choose which file types you want to associate Winamp with. You can choose all files, you can choose audio only, video only, etc. You can go into list of file types and press space to select and uncheck the file types that you want to play with Winamp. And then there's an add-on available called Extended Winamp.
Download.
Which adds additional functionality to Winamp, including pan, time markers, and the volume control, and so forth. And you can download the add-on, this new add-on from the NVDA Winamp add-ons website, We'll talk about NVIDIA add-ons website later when we go into add-ons chapter. And there are other tips available, and there are so many tutorials out there which talks about using Winamp to its full potential using screen readers including NVIDIA. So let's move on to the next one. Command line tools. The last thing we'll talk about among a selection of applications is the command line tools available when you use NVDA. You can use command line tools to say compile your add-on files or Python files that you use, that you wrote to enhance functionality of NVDA. Or you can use command line tools or other system tasks, just copying files, updating the NVDA source code, doing disk defragmenting, and other disk unit management and so forth. The one command prompt tool I'll be introducing is Cygwin, C-Y-G-W-I-N. And it's produced by Cygnus Solutions, C-Y-G-N-U-S Solutions. And although I can use cmd.exe, or the command prompt for Windows, and one that natively ships with Windows, I chose Cygwin because of the fact that it quote emulates and quote Linux environment in Windows. So I'll launch Cygwin. To get the Cygwin installed, you go to www.cygwin.com or Google Cygwin, and then you'll be redirected to Cygnus Solutions webpage, and then you'll be able to download the installer. And while you download the installer, the thing is that you have to use flat review or the mouse cursor to route to the desired packages you want to install. In some cases, luckily, the Cygwin installer provides categories of packages that you can install when you start Cygwin installer. And during the setup, you will be asked to also choose a package, the repository that you wish to use. There's so many of them out there. So let's launch Cygwin. If I install Cygwin, by default, Cygwin is installed on /Cygwin or /system/root/Cygwin.
Run dialog type F, C, Marant, G, C, Cygwin, Cygwin.
C:\Cygwin\Cygwin. So I'll be using that.
C, Windows System 32 CMD.x terminal, blank. User of Toshiba user, $.
For those who've been used to Linux, or for those who are also using Orca, a screen reader for Linux, which comes bundled with Linux, you can skip this segment, or if you want to see how NVIDIA reacts to Cygwin, you can see how NVIDIA reads command line prompts. So command line implies that you type commands using text, and then you press enter so that the command line interpreter, as it's called, would execute the command for you. And NVIDIA does provide superb access to Windows cmd.exe as well as Cygwin and other command shells. This command shell also includes Python consoles and so forth. So let me switch directly to a
user of Toshiba user /sig/drive/c/nfda$.
What I did was I typed cd and type c:\NVDA. And it says sig/drive/c, so cygdrive/c/, etc. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show how you can actually update BZR or Bazaar. I might talk about BZR later in Chapter 8 when I talk about advanced tools.
User of Toshiba user /sig/drive/c/nfda/code.
The directory structure I'm using is the one that was recommended by by the translation manager. And let's see, so BZR up main. So what I typed was BZR space UP space main. At this point, what it's doing is the Cygwin is accessing the server, the NV access server.
2KB0KB/S/. 4KB3KB/S, 8KB7KB/S, 12KB6KB/S, Tree is up to date at revision 5974 of branch http://bzr.vaxis.org/.
Okay, so what it did was it accessed the BZR server, and while it was doing that, it printed out some status messages. And NVDA does say the status messages.
2KB0KB/S/, 9KB12KB/S, 14KB8KB/S, 14KB8KB/S/, fetching revisions, get stream source, 89KB81KB/S, fetching revisions, inserting stream, 89KB81KB/S, fetching revisions, inserting stream, done 10/10.
So what is going on? So what is going on is that NVDA, or at least the Sigmund, has downloaded the
mcontributors.txt, 100KB9KB/S/, apply phase, adding file 0/1, all changes applied successfully, updated to revision 5976.
So essentially what it did was it downloaded the latest snapshot of the latest release branch, and as it was doing so, the screen printed out, the screen had the printout of the status information, and NVDA did read what was said on the screen. The reason why I'm showing you this is so that you may get a feel of how to actually use NVDA source code. Perhaps there might come a time when you wish to actually use source code so that you can, perhaps you can modify source code to your liking or provide some enhancements for applications, including the ones listed in this particular chapter or the ones that were not there. And NVDA does provide support for command prompts, and then NVDA does read what the screen output says, at least. So command line is probably pretty useful tool when it comes to looking at source code and keeping in touch with, keeping up with source code development and so forth. The one last thing I want to talk about in this chapter is Python console.
Start app, search, Python command line.
I'm using Python command line for Windows, which is based on Python 2.7.3.
Unknown. C. Python 27. Python.x terminal. Blank. Python 2.7.3 default. April 10th, 2012. 23 hours. 31.
So essentially, it read the introductory messages. And Python console is useful if you want to look at the if you want to learn Python or test out your Python skills. And Python console is also useful if you want to run some Python scripts. Or NVDA does have its own Python console, so which we will not meet until later. So let me type something here. A equals 2. Print A.
2.
So I did A equals 2 and I did print 2. Let me do something else. B equals A plus 5.
Tip 5. Files din. Line 1. B15. Syntax error. Invalid syntax.
Oops. My bad. Let's type this again. There we go. Print. So what I did was B equals A plus 5 and
7.
Seven. So NVDA does read the whatever it says. So
files din, line 1, class, syntax error, invalid syntax.
And then it does read out traceback calls and so forth.
Traceback most recent call last. Files din, line 1, in module. Name error, name equid is not defined.
Oops.
Use quid or CTRLZ plus return to exit. Traceback most cap downloads window, episode 4.
So essentially, that is how you would use Python interpreter with NVDA and how you can use command prompt tools. And if you're using Eclipse and other IDEs, you can in fact compile your code using command line interface. And it has been reported that Eclipse does work well with NVDA and so forth. So in summary, we took a tour of some of the popular applications that are used with NVDA. Not all applications are demonstrated here, but you can get a feel of how NVDA interacts with the application when you use them. First, we started with Microsoft Office series. Then we moved on to Mozilla apps, Miranda IM, to Winamp, and then here to Command Prompt. There are other applications that are out there that are supported by NVDA, or it's being worked on by NVDA community, including OpenOffice, LibreOffice, Lotus Symphony, Lotus Notes, among other such applications out there. And the number of accessible apps are growing, and number of scripts for them for NVDA is also growing as it's growing. So I guess it gave you sort of a taste of how NVDA works with popular applications. So in the next chapter, we'll move on to how to configure NVDA settings to your liking. And then it'll span two chapters because there are so many settings you can configure with NVDA. Some of them directly correlate to what we've learned so far, especially some settings does relate to Chapter 5 and what we just discussed about table coordinates in Excel and so forth. So see you next time in Chapter 6 of NVDA tutorial.